A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Grisman Adoluju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonda UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. There are several instructions from the Bible, from the Word of God. Certain things that the Word of God enjoins and encourages us to do. There are certain commands under compulsion. There are things we must do to be in alignment with our Maker, our God, to please the God of heaven, at whose pleasure and for whose pleasure we live and have our being, the God who created us to serve Him, to worship Him. There are injunctions and these instructions of what to do and what not to do. This morning, I'd like us to look at certain things, certain instructions from the Word of God, certain must not do, should not do, the things we have been enjoined not to do or not to allow. Number one, we take a look at the epistle of Paul to his son Timothy, the second epistle, chapter number 2, and in verse number 24. The Word of God says, "And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach and patient." My emphasis is on the first part of that scripture that says, "The servant of the Lord must not strive." The Message translation of that verse of scripture says, "God's servant must not be argumentative." You must not strive. You must not be argumentative. The New International Version of that verse of scripture says, "And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome." You must not quarrel. Don't have any kind of quarrel, but be kind to everyone. And so number one thing that you must not do is that you must not strive. You must not be quarrelsome. There are times in our lives as we're growing up, young children, teenagers, young adults, we were involved in fighting and striving. Immaturity makes us to continue to strive and to fight. If you are still striving and you are still quarrelsome, then you are not a servant of the Lord. You are immature. You are still a babe. The Word of God is clear. If you are a servant of God, and don't forget, a servant of God does not necessarily mean someone with a collar or someone with a calling. Every child of God, every covenant child is a servant of God. If you have been born again, you have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus, you are a servant of God. So the injunction is that you must not strive. Why would you therefore be striving or quarrel with your spouse? You are a servant of God. The Word of God says you must not quarrel. Anytime, therefore, anybody wants to pick up a quarrel with you, whether justified or not, please do not quarrel. You are the servant of God. The servant of God must not strive. Closely related to this, number two, is that you must not strive about words. The servant of God or a child of God must not strive about words. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and in verse number 14, the Bible says, "And of this put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit." Don't strive with anybody about words to no profit. The Message translation says, "Warn them before God against pious nitpicking," "which chips away at the faith and just wears everyone out." Don't get yourself involved in pious nitpicking. It is amazing how many servants of God or children of God fight and argue about words. On the social media, we argue about words, we fight about words, we call ourselves names about words, and the unbelievers are watching and laughing at our unseriousness and lack of unity of purpose. We fight over the word. They even fight over the word. They even fight over the Bible. That is what the unbelievers say about us. The Bible in basic English put this in this way: put these things before them, giving them orders in the name of the Lord to keep themselves from fighting about words, which is of no profit, only causing error in the eras. Pay attention to what the Bible says here. It is an order. Paul was asking Timothy to give an order, put them in order, put it as an order, command them in the name of the Lord that they keep themselves from fighting about words, which is of no profit. I'd like you to ask yourself, anytime you want to involve yourself or engage in any argument over a verse of scripture, over a word with anyone, ask yourself, what will this give birth to? What profit will this bring to the hearers? And if it will not bring profit to the hearers, if it will bring the name of Christ to disrepute, if it will bring blasphemy or ridicule to the name of the Lord, I plead with you to abstain from salt. Paul said, make it an order. But I am pleading with you. I do not have the authority of Paul over my esteemed listeners, but I do over my parishioners, so I could give them order to strive with no one. But of course, because I know my scope is limited to those that God has given to me to shepherd, but there are people listening to me who are not necessarily part of the congregation that God has given to me to watch over. And so I could only beseech you in the name of the Lord to involve yourself not in any argument that does not produce any profit. The servant of the Lord must not strive. The servant of the Lord must not argue over words, must not fight over words. Number three, the servant of God, as a child of God, you must not judge. Judge not. In Matthew chapter 7 and in verse 1, the Bible says, judge not that ye be not judged. This is a very clear instruction from God. Judge not that ye be not judged. The contemporary English version of this verse says, don't condemn others and God won't condemn you. Wow! Don't condemn others and God won't condemn you. Which means if you judge others, you will be judged. If you condemn others, you will be condemned. The Message translation says, don't pick on people. Jump on their failures. Criticize their faults. Unless, of course, you want the same treatment. I like that. Don't pick on people. Don't jump on the failures of others. People are always failing. It is the nature of man to fail, but failure is never final. And the failure of a man does not define the man. That failure is just an event in his life, and he moves past it. But don't pick on this man. Don't jump on his failure. Don't criticize their fault. You have your own faults. But why are you criticizing others for their faults? Why don't you work on your own faults? Everybody has his own fault. Nobody is perfect. So the word of God says, don't pick on people. Don't jump on their failures. Don't criticize their faults. Unless, of course, you want the same treatment. You must understand that every deed in life is a seed. And whatever a man sows, that also he shall reap. If you criticize others, you will be criticized. If you jump at the failures of others, people will jump at your own failure. If you pick on others, people will pick on you. Whatever seed you sow, get ready. Your own harvest is coming. I am therefore putting you in remembrance this morning, dear listener, that you must not strive. Strive not. I am putting you in remembrance to not be argumentative. Don't fight over words to no profit. I am putting you in remembrance to judge not. Do not judge. Don't pick on people. Don't jump on the failures of others. Don't criticize others for their faults, because you also have your own faults. You have your own failures. And if you don't want people to jump on you, on your failures, and criticize your fault, don't do the same to others. And the Lord will help us. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice in prayers this morning and receive the grace. Father, I receive the grace to strive not with people, to strive not with words to no profit. I receive the grace to judge not in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Father, I receive the grace this morning not to strive. As a servant of God, I receive the grace to strive not in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I receive the grace to fight not on words to no profit. Let me not involve myself or engage myself in anything that will produce no profit. Help me, O God, not to judge others or to condemn others in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. lift up your voice and pray, Father, help me to overcome my failures and faults in the name of Jesus. Help me, O God, to overcome all failures and all faults in my life. I am not perfect. I fail. I have faults. But I'm asking, O God, that you will help me to overcome my failures, to overcome my faults in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Help me, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Lift up your voice and pray. Help me, O God, give me the grace to be obedient to your word, to follow your instructions and your orders in the name of Jesus. I receive the grace, O God, to abide by your instructions, to follow your instructions, O God, to be led by your word in the name of Jesus. I receive the grace to be obedient to the injunctions of the scriptures. I thank you, my Father, in Jesus' precious name. I pray for you because you have chosen not to pick on people, not to jump on their failures or criticize their faults. I pray because you have chosen to not judge, you will also not be judged. Because you have chosen not to condemn people, God also will not condemn you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. But I pray for you this morning that every voice of condemnation against your life, against your destiny, be silenced in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I ask for a release upon you of the grace to be obedient to the injunctions of the scriptures, the grace to obey the word of God. I ask for a release of this grace upon you in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us for a glorious service tomorrow at the Light Cathedral, 7:30 a.m. The School of the Spirit starts, and by 8:30 a.m. the worship service commences. It promises to be great. You may wish to join these meetings on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. If you're in Lagos, join us at number 75 Oshola Street, Oyemekun Ogba, Lagos, for a glorious service at 9 a.m. In Abeokuta, join us at Ebinfem Filling Station, Itaeko, Abeokuta. Our time for the service is 8 a.m. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle is at Yemi Graceman. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious weekend, and the Lord bless you.